The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sarah Colonna's in the house. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com. Today's only a Thursday. It might sound like a Friday for our show since we've got a Friday head in here. But tonight through Saturday at the Funny Bone, one show tonight, two Friday, two Saturday. And welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
More importantly, we have an ex-punter in the house here.
We do.
we met John a couple years ago, and since then you got married. I think you were just engaged then.
Yeah, we got married. It was the summer of 2016, and I think I was here right before that.
That's been a couple years, right?
Yeah.
It's almost 3 years since we've seen you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome back, both of you. Very funny, and we'll talk about the career and about the Funny Bone and also about your Shameless episodes. But first, I'm going to ask John something. John, how's it work when a punter or a kicker like yourself is making a ton of money and they want to cut bait because of money? I'm assuming that's what happened to you.
That's pretty much what happened.
So what happens in this situation? Now, granted, you deserved all the money you got, and you're a great punter. And she said on the phone the other day that you're not done. You're still trying to catch on with the team, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So you made a ton of money over your career, and you're a great punter. If they come in and say, listen, we're paying you too much, we're going to draft a rookie, can you say, no, okay, I'll take less money and keep playing? Or they would just say no to that, too?
No, you definitely can. But the way it works with the salaries is the league minimum goes up with every year.
That's right.
So I was in my 13th year.
Yeah.
So I hit in a number that was, pretty large, and whereas a rookie can come in and make less than 50%.
So you couldn't even. And other punters who have the same experience would think you're just a big whore.
But you can't do it. Yeah. There's kind of a brotherhood there. It's like, well, you did it, now I got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. So legally, you couldn't even do it. Legally, you couldn't even do it. The Players Association wouldn't allow dabbing, right?
Okay. There's a certain amount of money that you have to take.
Did you miss it?
Yeah,
first definitely. Year you haven't played football since you're probably a kid, right?
Since I was 7 years old. Yeah, it was the first fall in 31 years that I didn't play.
How'd they let you know? Did you find out through the media, or did they actually shut you down hey, listen?
I knew the writing was on the wall right when they drafted the kid, and it was kind of a talk between my agent and myself and Sarah as well. It's like whether I should, be asked to let go right away or stick around just to be on the roster for a bit longer. And, that's kind of what I did, and went to work every day, even though I kind of knew it was going to happen.
So I didn't watch many Seahawk games this year. Did he suck?
No, he was great.
Damn it.
I know.
Damn it.
I know. I said it's like when you break up with a girl and you see her like the next week walking down the street with some Ryan Gosling looking guy. You're like, what? No. You're supposed to date a troll for like a year and then you can move on. Like, honestly, I wanted him just to suck.
Of course you did.
And then after that.
Thanks for saying that. I'm so tired of announcers. I mean, anybody who played any level of sports, and you played the highest level of sports, you never root for the guy in front of you. You might say it. You might be PC if you're on the same team still. Obviously, you're only allowed one punter on a team. Yeah. But otherwise, you want that guy to suck because you want the damn job.
Yeah, all those guys, they're full of it.
They're totally full of it.
I can be totally honest now. Yeah. But, as I said, I wanted him to suck for a year, and then he could have went on and had a nice career.
Right.
Yeah, because we were like, he's good. Like, we know he'll have a nice life, so why can't he just have one bad year?
Right.
So maybe pull a hamstring.
Yeah, the
or
guy's
something.
Like all pro, all everything.
Now, when you didn't make the roster, did you find that Sarah loved you less?
Every other Friday, she's like, "Where's that paycheck?"
Plus your spouse seats went away, didn't they?
Right. Can't brag anymore.
Because we'd always see you tweeting out and talking about your spouse seats, basically.
Spouse seats.
Of course, if you could, you can find it on YouTube. Man, going into the next break, I'd like to hear John Ryan throwing a touchdown pass against the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, can we not?
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
please.
I want you to put that together.
See, and then you play that, and then I love him a little more.
It's about 2 minutes long. Tighten it up a little bit.
I do remember that because I don't remember John last time in the studio, our news guy, and more importantly, our producer, who's a Packer puss. Yeah. We're really bummed out you threw that touchdown pass against him.
You are such a nice dude, but I hate you so much. God, I hate you. Why does the highlight of your career have to be against my team?
And I'm a Viking fan, so I love watching that over and over and over.
Well, and they come in. You have to, you know, they had cut John years ago.
I know.
So
I remember
it's like
that too.
A nice victory for him to throw that against someone that cut him too. I feel like.
Oh,
you know,
they did.
Yeah.
So what's the if you do have a if you are done, what's your post NFL career? What do you want to do? Because the thing about football is none of us understand because all of our careers don't end at 32 or 35. Right. They don't. Hell, half of them don't get started till then. You know?
No, it ends abruptly, and it's no one really sees it coming.
Yeah.
So, as I said, I want to try to keep on playing, whether it's in the NFL or the CFL.
Okay.
For a while, I thought
about
the
AAF.
Yeah. But, I own part of a baseball team in Portland, Oregon, Portland Pickles. And,
cool.
That's kind of been
what a great name.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
Pickles?
Yeah.
Are they independent or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Collegiate Woodbat Summer League.
Oh, do they make pickles in that area? Why are they calling them the Pickles?
We opened it up to the fans, and they named it the Pickles, and we don't know why. But we've run with it.
Somebody just likes
pickles.
Well,
the alliteration.
Yeah.
And that sells. We were talking about earlier, there's a double-A team in Connecticut yesterday. They're called the Yard Goats. Yeah. That kind of name sells gear.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the fans love it there. And
do you have a dancing pickle that goes out there?
Dylan the Pickle.
Yeah. Dylan
the Pickle.
Yeah, he's in a big pickle costume, and it's kind of creepy and awesome all at once. We'll send you guys some Portland Pickles hats.
Sure. I love
that.
Their gear
is awesome.
Did you play baseball back in the day?
A little bit.
Would it be great since you own the team, can you just DH once in a while?
I took batting practice last
year.
It's
independent. Why not?
Embarrassing.
Oh, you're going to strike out when you own the team, man. Yeah. The Portland Pickles. All right. So you get your hands in some stuff, right? Obviously, you're not done with your career. You're just changing gears. So the AAFL, they call you guys? They call you?
I kind of thought about doing it for a little bit, and then just the thought of, living in a crappy hotel for 5 months with some 22-year-old prick trying to make it. I don't mind taking a step back, but I mean, I'm not that far back, I guess. I would have loved to have played football, been on the field. I watched it this weekend. I was impressed with the talent.
Yeah.
But I just, going back to that lifestyle that I was doing when I was 22, I just don't know if I can.
Oh, that's true, because you were living a little higher on a hog with the Seahawks than you would be with the Salt Lake City Pickles.
Too would be cool because they've been discussing.
Well, he's Canadian.
And that's where he started. So I went to a Canadian CFL game with him.
Must be a good time to move. Good time to move to Canada. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, right.
Think we're on the same page here. We'll just move along real quickly on that. You actually have a spouse. You could actually go there if you want.
Yeah.
Now your career's here. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't have to. I can drive. I can fly places.
Yes, you can.
I can fly to work.
Have to be.
She flew into Omaha. Sarah Colon is the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow, and on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Everything available, Cole? Oh, just yes or no? You can't hear me or what?
No, he's getting the John Ryan throws a touchdown pass against the Packers.
No, I'm talking to Colleen. She's
getting
out
that
the hallway.
Right.
She's watching that, too. Everybody's mesmerized.
I can't wait to watch it again.
Yeah.
So Sarah's, besides being a stand-up comedian, which is her main gig, she's also an actress. What's the Netflix series you're on?
Insatiable.
That's right. It's about porn. No,
right.
It's not. I told you about that. We told you. Have you gone back and watched the movie Insatiable?
I have not been back to watch it, but I do remember, like we had discussed it on the phone last week, and that when it came out, or when I announced that I was doing the show, someone on Facebook was like, oh, is this a remake of the old Insatiable? And I was like, oh, there was a different one? And I looked it up, and I was like, oh, that's not.
Some old dude got a radio. That's probably us.
It was all. Was it a radio guy?
Probably,
Or anybody that was of age in 1980 when that movie came out, the original, the X-rated version with Marilyn Chambers.
Yeah.
And also, you're doing a recurring role on Shameless.
Yes.
And we all love Shameless, and I watched Shameless. I'm caught up the whole time. Tony's.
I'm late.
Yeah.
As always.
It is so much fun. It was so much fun to work on, too.
You're running a shrimp shop. You're a manager of a little restaurant. And,
Captain Bob's Shrimp Shack.
And you're a little bit too friendly with the...
Yes.
Now, we've talked about this on the phone, and would John have a problem? If there would be nudity, would you have done it?
I feel like on Shameless, you almost
have to.
You almost have to.
Yeah, there's always because there's random boobs.
There's just random.
There's random shower scenes. It's not necessarily even sex. It's just a boob op.
Yeah, that's true. One just pops out here and there.
And John, you're all right with that?
Yeah, sometimes it happens at home, too. We're sitting there and a boob pops out.
They have a mind of their own, buddy. Okay.
They just
sometimes
want to say hi.
It happens at home. I love that. That's hilarious. But obviously, there's no nudity in this particular character, although you're a little inappropriate with the dude.
A little inappropriate, and it's with Carl. For, you know,
yeah, Carl. Like, yeah.
And it's so funny, because he's been on the show since he was like 9,
I know.
Right? And he's 19 now.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And he's so nice, but he's little, you know? Yeah. He's so young.
He's like, a little guy, yeah.
And I was just, every time I had to, you know, I ended, like, there was the scene that just aired, I had to, like, kind of put his head on my chest, basically, like, hold him, like, to comfort
That's
him.
That's a great point, though, because, I mean,
I was like, I'm so weird. Sorry, yeah, I'm so weird. Sorry.
Because that dude, he's gotten older on the show,
That's
but not,
crazy.
You walked in there and we stood beside each other, and I forgot, he's not even taller than you, is he?
No.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy. Yeah, he's about, not lit, I don't want to say, like,
no.
Tonight, but he's just, you know, I mean, he's also 19, yeah. I guess people that are 19 aren't.
Were you acting before you did stand-up?
I was. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've always wanted to do both. And so now I finally am.
Well, here you are. Living the dream.
That's right.
So
finally.
You got two jobs. What's John doing?
this is why I got two jobs.
He's totally right.
I may have to get three.
He's got pickle money coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Got pickle money coming pickle in. Money.
Oh, you can't say pickle money right now.
Did you root against the Seahawks?
You
got to think about it.
There was guys I wanted to see do well.
Yeah, and guys you didn't.
Whether they won or lost this year, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
I think that, like I said to Sarah, it's like we don't need to burn Seahawks stuff. I mean,
no.
He said it as I was lighting mine on fire.
Lighter fluid on, though. I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah.
But, I was there for 10 years and had 10 of the best years of my life.
But you're being honest. You're being human.
Yeah. And
I get so tired of the phoniness when it comes to
In the future, we'll definitely be cheering for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you're over the crap, right?
Yeah. It's the sting to wear off.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, their fan base, too, is so, like, he was there for so long. So we kind of had this, like, community. So it's like I have all these people that I was familiar with, whether it be on Twitter and social media or when I perform there and stuff.
And there's a new wife in your seats.
Yeah.
Look at that bitch. That's what she said. Look at that bitch. Bitch sitting in my seat. John, you see her?
Are the kicker and the punter ostracized from the rest of the team, as we're led to believe?
Not at all.
Okay,
I think people from the outside kind of see that, because you watch a practice and there's three fields and the offense is on one, and the defense and the punter and the kicker and the snapper on the third field. So people kind of think that we're off on our own, and we are for that 2 or 3 hours a day, which is actually pretty nice, because when you're 37 hanging around with 22 and 21-year-old kids all day,
you don't
mind going being away from them for 3 hours. You know? But it's really
and they can't hit you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So it's really not really like that, to be honest.
And that's a good point you mentioned, too, about the age difference, because we've all been 22 and we've all been 37, and they're different. And you know it better than anybody. A kid coming right out of college, that's why those older guys in their 30s, late 30s, and they don't want to hang out with them, right?
That's why I never really noticed. I'm like, I'm not getting older. They're just getting younger every year. You know? In my head, I was staying the same age.
Yeah,
they
you're right.
Kept on getting younger, but it's not how it works, I guess.
How do you practice punting? Where do you guys live now? You live back in
L.A.
Oh, you're in L.A. now. Okay, got it.
Yeah, he goes out still like 3 or 4 times a week. And
big yard, or you go to the park?
You go to the park. It's literally just me and a bag of footballs.
Does Sarah snap to you?
Yeah, you are. Are you catching
I really should
them?
Learn. I should learn to long. I should just
learn a long snap.
No, I know. I'd be so scared of the ball if it came. Flying at me.
She catches them
and runs it back. Yeah. She'll catch it and run it back.
Yeah. I would think catching one would be frightening.
That's I think so too.
Because they come down pretty fast.
Professional punters kick.
Oh yeah.
How high and the speed? Oh my god.
Yeah.
My buddy was a high school punter, and it hurt catching his.
Yeah, this is
I can't imagine, but I'd like to try.
Yeah. He goes out to this park, though, like that's like by our house, and he came home like the first time he went out there, and he was like, gosh, that park in the morning, it's like a lot of businessmen pull up and disappear in the window.
And they saw a strapping man punting.
Yeah, exactly.
They got excited.
Who said I wasn't making money on the side?
He's got on some short shorts. Yeah. Daisy Duke. He practices in Daisy Duke.
Yeah. Shirt thing. On. I got to bring a bag of footballs. Yeah.
I practiced and made $200. Yeah. He brought it up. I wouldn't do that. He'd kick our ass.
Where'd you get all those ones?
Why you got oil? Why you putting oil on? What are you doing?
Doesn't the ball slip? That's funny. They're businessmen on the way to work walking into the woods. Who's the strapping man out there punting?
Yes.
That's what happened right there. That's a whole other scene.
Yeah.
That's a shameless scene right
there. Yeah, no, exactly.
That could be written right there.
I was like, you might want to start going around like 10 or 11 when they all finally have to go to work.
Are you with Sarah on the road a lot or just when you have time?
When I have time. I'm definitely kind of following her around.
I'm glad you came in, man. I'm glad you came in this time because we heard you were coming. We asked to make sure you came in last time. It's been, what, like 2.5 years? We met you guys, so I'm glad you came back. Sarah Colon of FunnyBoneOmaha.com with us the rest of this morning, and her husband, John Ryan, ex-punter, ex-NFL punter, soon to be future NFL punter.
Yes, exactly.
How's just that work out? Because I mean, there's always just new kids. People don't understand, I think, how tough it is to be at the top level of any sport, because every Division I team has a great punter, and now they're just – and they just have a factory out of Australia.
Yep.
That crazy thing where they don't even know the game. They just know how to punt, right?
Yep.
The guy the rookie from the Seahawks that replaced him was an Australian guy. Yeah.
Screw him.
Rugby player?
No, they have a punting academy down there.
Yeah, okay. The whole punting academy. Punting academy. Kids grow up playing in the Australian rules football.
Yeah.
Right.
So they grow up kicking, just not American football.
But I would think punting is just like kicking. It's also real mental, right? You got to be able to.
Yeah.
How many balls did you just let go past you fumble in the actual game? Because that's the worst for a punter, right?
Yeah, for sure it is. A couple.
You had a couple, right?
Yeah, okay. You're definitely on an island by yourself when that happens. and then again, when you get to the bench, you're on an island again. I don't know what to talk to you about.
You got it by yourself.
Does a kicker even avoid you then, too?
Yeah.
I know how you feel. Is that up, push? Put that up there?
No, I'm going to roll it in at the break.
If you want to check out.
Is that usually the snapper's fault?
No.
If your punter it is.
More often than not. Yeah. That's the snapper.
Sarah Colon of FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Who's the feature call?
John DeCoste.
John DeCoste, okay. Okay. Feature act all weekend long. I think our buddy Nick's with her tomorrow night, right?
Yes,
okay.
Richard Reese tonight.
Okay, we know Rich. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Sarah Colon, the very funny Sarah Colon all weekend long. Craig, what do you got for us we can discuss?
Whatever. All right. Well, on it turns out that given a choice, men do not have as much fun with their romantic partners
this is perfect, right?
As they do with other people.
Greg, it's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. And we have a couple here.
No, I think he's talking about strange.
that's true. That's true, I said.
Men were asked to rank their levels of fun with different people. The results suggest that men have more fun with friends and family and not so much with romantic partners.
Okay, there's a reason for that. It might be just
If your
best buddy was with you all the time, you would hate that dude.
Yeah. You'll start fighting eventually.
I mean, your best friend you have the greatest times with as an adult, you don't want to be around them all the time. And they don't want to be around you either.
That's what makes it fun.
We don't want to live around
You don't want them in the same bed every night.
Well, that.
Just like a couple nights a week.
And if you're with somebody as a spouse, you're with them all the time.
Yep.
And there's going to be periods of time where you're not having a lot of fun because that's what life's about every damn day. Yeah. You're out with friends and family.
They just like they're just talking about people that look forward to having plans at night.
How about this? You go out with a couple and you both like the other people because that's the best thing. If you do couples dating, if you don't want, you're not forced to do. So we have some friends and we both like each other.
Yeah.
How about when everybody's together? Who's talking to who? The two dudes are talking and the two girls are talking and they're all having fun because they don't have to talk to the other ones.
Yep.
You know, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We have one of our couple friends that we're not a big fan of the wife.
Got it.
So
don't you hate that?
Oh, it's the worst.
Or vice versa.
So yeah. So it's like, I usually try to make John get stuck talking to her.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just start asking the guy all about, you know, things I know he likes to talk about. And then I'm like,
John Stunt.
Yep.
Look at John. He's backing off the bike. Yeah. And
it's totally true.
Is she just annoying or her opinions are stuff? What is it? What is it about?
She's super annoying. Yeah. She's
but why are you friends? You met him first?
Yeah. It's not.
So you gotta.
It's just like adopted into friendship. And sometimes though, they'll cancel plans on us, and we get so excited. we're like last minute too. They're like, I'm so sorry to do this to you last minute. We're like, oh gosh darn it, yes.
And you're on the phone, John's in the kitchen. Going,
you're in the background. You're
fist
down,
bumping.
Turn on the TV.
So maybe they don't think about you guys.
Yeah, I know. Now that I think about it, they cancel often, so it might be us.
Yeah, I was curious.
John's nice, but that's Sarah.
They might have.
There might be some friends that feel the same about you.
I think that's John. I think that's definitely the case.
Sarah's always talking to my man.
You know, there's women like that too.
You know that's true. 100%. They're like, God, it's kind of weird.
Exactly.
She never talks to me, just you.
Sarah Colonna, funnybonomaha.com. She's in Omaha this weekend, starting tonight. One show, a couple shows Friday, a couple shows on Saturday. For people listening other places in the country to us right now, where can they find your gigs?
At sarahcolonna.com. Colonna.
They're with us this morning. Come on back, her and John.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.